Full Metal Jacket, very happy to say, on the show with us once again, the one and only metal god, Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us. How you doing, Rob?
Hello, Jackie. Hi, everybody. Great to be with you guys again. I'm doing good. Good to hear your voice and ready to give you news on what we're doing right now with Priest.
Yes, you know, Judas Priest has been around for such a long time, and every year there's new stuff to celebrate, and this year celebrating the re-release of the 10th studio album, Turbo, which was it was originally planned to be a double album, Rob. Why was that idea dropped?
Well, I think we were in a place at the time where, you know, it's not particularly peculiar for Priest. I think a lot of bands hit this kind of groove where there's an enormous amount of material that keeps flowing down the pipeline. And that was the case with Priest. And as I can remember, we started writing the music out in Spain, in Marbella. We rented a beautiful property on the beach, and at that particular point, there was myself and Glenn and KK, and we were just burning the metal out, you know. We had an enormous amount of material, and we were at one point hoping to make this record that in our minds was going to be called Twin Turbo. Anyway, for whatever reason, that didn't quite hit the mark, and so we condensed everything down to what finally came about as being the track listing for the Turbo release.
And well, what changed most about Turbo once it became just a single album?
I think we just generally focused in on a lot of things that were going on at the time, not only with Priest, but with the rock and metal scene, particularly here in America. You know, I've been thinking the last few days about this record and what it really means to me in terms of its location. And I think out of all of the records that Priest has made, Turbo has the most American feel or vibe about it, as I can really use in reference to all of the other Priest material. You can't say that about Painkiller. You can't say that about Dixon Church. Sovereigns of Destiny, you can't say that about Defenders of the Faith. There's something particularly American about Turbo, and maybe that was where we were coming together, you know, maybe subconsciously. I mean, you listen to the title track, you listen to, like, Wild Nights, You're Locked Inside, You Love, you know, Parental Guidance, Private Property. They all have this very kind of unique Americana type of thing about them, and so something gelled. I don't think it was a particular plan, but I think it was just the way the songs coalesced together to give it that special vibe.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us on the show tonight. Hey, right now I want to play you a song from Testament. This is off Brotherhood of the Snake. Testament, by the way, going on tour in April with Sepultura and Prong. This is The Pale King. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us tonight, talking about the remastered version of Judas Priest's 10th studio album, Turbo, which was it's the most polarizing album in the Priest catalog. How aware were you that maybe this album might be a bit of a risk factor to it?
You know, it certainly was what I called the black sheep of the family at the time. I mean, we just come off the back of two big releases, haven't we, Jackie, with Screaming Vengeance and Defenders of the Faith. But I think what this really pushed home more than anything else was that Priest has always worked hard to try and give each of our records their own definition, give them their own character, their own leg to stand on. And that's where we were with Turbo. You know, you push it up against some of the other material that came before and after that. And it is in a unique place. And now, of course, you know, as a reference to everything that we've made over the four decades or so the Priest has been together, it is looked at now with some affection. I mean, when we were just out on that big world tour that finished last December, I think it was, in 2015, was it? When Glenn fires up the intro to Turbo, on that Redeemer of Souls tour, wherever we were in the world, that the place just you know, the roof lifted. So it's one of these albums, it's one of these songs, it's one of these times in Priest's history now that is really taken in a different way, and in a great way. And I think that people have kind of looked beyond the friction of some of the music in what it instilled. And now they're just digging it for the songs. Some really cool material on Turbo.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Rob Halford with us on the show tonight, celebrating the 30th anniversary release of Turbo, which just came out. Going to take a quick break. Coming up this hour, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with the one and only Jamie Josta. We'll hear music from Typo Negative. Also going to get to a new tune from Obituary. More with Rob. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jacket, Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us. We're talking about the remastered version of Turbo. And Rob, you were going through a rough time in your life during the making of Turbo. How much of your personal life made its way into what you were singing on that album?
You know, I was in a very dark place. And, you know, by the grace of God, I got through it all because I was, you know, really going through my substance abuse at the time. I remember trying to do tracking in the record plant in Los Angeles. And I don't know how I got through it, you know. I'm surprised to listen to my performances, how they were able to kind of at least make it through the speakers. And so I put myself at a place where, you know, I think a lot of us can relate. I was surrounded by great people that helped me through those difficulties. So much so that when we went out on Turbo, the Turbo Tour, my first ever sober show was at the Tingley Coliseum in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I can remember that as vividly as yesterday. So it was a dark time, but it was also the moment where I kind of began to see the light for the first time, and it was really the beginning of a new life for me in metal. So for me, Turbo does have a lot of emotion connected to it. In and outside of the music, that's for sure.
It's Full Metal Jacket still to come. Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. We're also going to check out new music from Iron Reagan. More with Rob Halford. It's all on the way. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jacket with Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us. Again, Turbo's got a remastered version. Rob, so many Judas Priest songs really stand the test of time. What changes about the way you approach making music when you become aware that people will always be listening to it?
Wow, that's a really cool question. And it's a very difficult question to answer to some extent, Jackie, because I think you've always got to be aware that you're put into a place of success by the amazing fans that look after you, the fans that come to the show, the fans that get a record, the fans that get a T-shirt. You know, there's a very special bond. We call our fans a Priest family because we're so tight with each other. Having said that, I think our fans appreciate that at the heart of what we do, there's this Priest world, this Priest life in our music that I think our fans want to explore and to have as much variety and have as much kind of adventure with it as we possibly can. So, you know, I think it's very important for bands to try and keep a hold on the perspective as to who this is about and what you're trying to achieve together. But even now, I think that, you know, when Priest is writing, as we are now, for the new material, the fans are always in the back of our minds. That's without a doubt, you know. So there is that bond, that fluid connectivity that has always been there with Priest from day one. To the fans that support us.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Rob Halford with us on the show. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to check out new music from Demon Hunter and Gone is Gone. Music from Metallica coming up next as well, so stick around. Full Metal Jacket with Rob Halford on the show with us tonight. Judas Priest has been part of your life for most of your life, Rob. What changes most with time about a band being so prominent to your identity?
Well, I think it's just a learning experience as you go along. You know, we're still the band that we were from day one. And that's what I like about that side of Priest. We haven't really changed that much in terms of our character as people. We've still got this very kind of grounded belief system of where we came from and the work that we put into to where we are now in terms of really staying focused and doing the best that you possibly can. Not let anything slip out that's kind of below par. Always being as close as your heart will be to making the best metal that you can make. So a lot of it is the same in essence in that respect. Because you know, you talk about the life journey, and you do grow, and you do, you know, your wisdom comes along into your life, whether you want it or not. And I think that where I'm at personally now is probably more committed and more dedicated and more in love with Judas Priest and our metal and our fans than I ever was before. So I think that to some extent this band is has more strength and more determination now than we ever had before in terms of our connection to all things metal.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Rob Halford of Judas Priest. Going to take a quick break. Coming up next, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to check out new music from Gone Is Gone and more with Rob Halford. Full Metal Jackie with Rob Halford of Judas Priest. We're talking about the remastered edition of Turbo, and the deluxe reissue includes a concert recorded in Kansas City about 6 months after you got sober. And I know you touched on this earlier, but what do you remember most about those first shows after such a major lifestyle change?
Well, just that I was going out there with what I felt, and still now feel more than ever, about having my priorities in the right place, which was to go out there and do my best work and not disappoint the fans, you know. When you put your hard money down to buy a ticket, you deserve the best possible show that you can experience. So for me, from where I was standing with the mic, I felt like I was suddenly able to commit and to connect in a way that I wasn't able to do prior to that moment. And that wasn't only just for me, again, it was all-inclusive. You know, you're in a band, you have a responsibility to all of your bandmates, as much as the crew, as much as your label, as much as everybody that's with you and loving what you're doing and getting out of the same kind of power and love and experience out of a show. It's all there in a particularly unique way when you're able to hit the boards with just the mic in your hand, you know, and the metal in your heart. And if you can find a way of doing that, it's the best feeling in the world, because even now when I go out, I'm floating on air when I'm singing in the state of mind that I'm at right now.
Rob Halford with us. Pick up Turbo's reissue. And Rob, I know that, I don't know if you guys are discussing what's going on in terms of the new album or touring, but is there anything you can tell us about what's to come for the rest of 2017?
Well, we're still focusing on writing and recording the new music. We have some amazing things that we can't wait to share with our fans. And as we get closer to that time, Jackie, you and I will be talking and breaking the news and giving all of our fans the updates on what's happening next in the Priest world.
Fantastic. Can't wait to hear. And Rob, as always, I can't thank you enough for taking the time and being you.
Thank you, Jackie. I'll be in touch. All the best. Thank you. Bye-bye now.